check out this short sampling of a recent mini debate. Now, there are a lot of people in this world that do not believe the Bible. Maybe they think it's a fairy tale written by sheep herders, or it's unreliable because it's been translated too many times. Some would argue that the Bible is not the Word of God, but simply a warm, fuzzy book full of inspirational quotes. And it shouldn't be taken too literally.
Oh, that's
our
nice.
World has a lot of people in it, and there are a lot of opinions about the Bible. In the United States, there's a growing trend of atheism, especially among young people. They have a heavy resistance to what this mysterious book has to say. Actually, they have a hatred for what the Bible says. They think that because it talks about things like hell and sin, that it must be false. Is it possible that this ancient book could contain real truth? I'm talking for real. Not opinion truth, but gravity truth. The kind of truth that doesn't need you to believe in it for it to be true, like gravity. And if it doesn't contain real truth, then why are we all wasting so much time making a fuss over it? The most interesting thing about this topic to me is the fact that most young people have not even read the Bible, yet they have a passionate opinion one way or the other. A lot of people have heard Bible sound bites or snippets here or there, but few have studied it well enough to even comment on the topic. If you are a person trying to find out what is really true, then you're not allowed to form opinions on something you haven't even looked into yet. Read the Bible for yourself. Give it a fair shake, but don't do it with a predetermined view that it's wrong. Think for yourself and put on your big boy pants. Did you know that the Bible predicted Jesus' death on a cross 400 years before crucifixion was even invented by the Romans?
Say what?
It's a book that writes history before it happens. Listen to the rest of this short audio message at minidebate.com.